Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or some other video channel, or listening via podcast. In this week's episode, I explore the amazing benefits for you of articulating your strong identity. When you craft your identity, you are clear about who you are. You are clear about your present capabilities and characteristics. And you are clear about who you are becoming, whilst deeply appreciating who you are now. I share with you how to craft your strong identity, and I share five big benefits of doing so, one of which is a reduction in the trap of procrastination, a deadly enemy of your dreams. Stick around. I'm sure you'll enjoy learning about the other four benefits as well. Our format for the show is in three parts. First, today's big idea. Secondly, a review of key elements of the week. And then thirdly, for newer viewers, the background of me and the foundational principles of the show are now the last element of the show. So let's get to today's big idea. A clear step in the ongoing development of your self-awareness is to clearly articulate in writing your strong identity. This is both a statement of identification and of intent. It is a statement of who you are and who you wish to become. It's between half a page and one page A4 size. It is handwritten, not typed in your computer. It starts with I am. And you set out in writing all that you are. It sets out your principles. It sets out your values. It sets out the capabilities you have already developed. It sets out your daily disciplines. It sets out your attitude to each day's challenges. And then it sets out who you are becoming. The vision that you have for the person that you wish to develop into. It also sets out what you will enjoy in life as you are becoming who you wish to become. You read it once, twice, three times daily, depending on how you feel about yourself. Articulating this strong identity changes how you feel about you. There are five big benefits of this exercise. Number one, it helps you focus on your strengths. Number two, you don't tell yourself that you are hopeless at anything, or that you never get anything done, or that you can't ever do stuff. The negative self-talk disappears. Number three, you embrace challenge. You don't run away from it. And challenges just bounce off this strong identity that you have clarified. It's like a suit of armor. Number four, you therefore don't procrastinate. You embrace those challenges. You don't put off difficult things because your strong identity tells you that you are capable of addressing and solving whatever challenge you need to solve. You don't walk around saying, I can't do stuff. And number five, you are more ready to enjoy the journey on your road to becoming who you wish to become, rather than sitting around thinking about who you're going to become. Your strong identity, which for me includes the love of coffee — I'm a coffee lover, not just a Julie lover, and not just a lover of my children and family. Ah, Julie, coffee. Who comes first? Well, I've loved coffee for longer than Julie, but I love Julie more deeply. I urge you to understand the value of knowing your strong identity. It changes your experience of life. It's a simple, practical way of putting this one pager together, and it's not locked in stone because you can keep developing it. You can keep finding new nuances about your capabilities, your key capabilities. This strong identity statement also articulates how you react to your own failures. That's part of your daily disciplines. This is a wonderful tool. Please create it. So, let's share some resources with you to help you to articulate your strong identity, to help you put this statement of strong identity into place. Firstly, the song. I've referred to it before, but it's so appropriate for this of articulating who you are. Of course, it's the song Who Am I from Les Miserables, when Jean Valjean is deciding whether to speak up or not to speak up. He thought that man was me. Without a second glance, that stranger he has found, this man could be my chance to wipe his slate clean. So the words go, if I speak, I am condemned. If I stay silent, I am damned. And I had two examples during the week of people who have lost their jobs dealing with their human resources departments who are imposing outrageous mandates on workers, but the people in the human resources department have sold their souls. They have not stuck to principle. They are doing stuff just for money, contrary to their principles. And the feedback that I had from the people that I'm helping is that they observed the loss of energy, of self-esteem of these people who are simply implementing outrageous mandates on their fellow workers. So the song lyrics go on. Who am I? Can I condemn this man to slavery? Pretend I do not feel his agony. This innocent who wears my face, who goes to judgment in my place. And he asks again, who am I? That's the question I'm posing for you. Who are you? That's what your strong identity answers. The principles by which you will live. And he goes on the lyrics, how can I ever face my fellow men? How can I ever face myself again? Powerful words. Powerful words. That's the question to answer. My book this week, I'm very excited to recommend this book because part of your strong identity is to help you to be happy in who you are. And so this book is a brand new book written by one of my clients that I have worked with over the years, Mark Worthington. It's called Where Your Happiness Hides. And not only that, but he says some very nice things about me and pays tribute to the help that I helped him to find his happiness. I recommend it, Where Your Happiness Hides, published by Balboa Press, Mark Worthington. At the front of the book, Mark dedicates the book to those who have helped him. And first on the list, very kindly of Mark, is me. And he says, I taught him the power of beliefs and how to be a stronger man. That's very kind. Thank you, Mark. My health tip for you. Take an interest in the 5G rollout. The 5G communications rollout with towers every 300 meters. Read about it. Read about what electromagnetic forces can, what impact they can have on your body, and start taking an interest in, you say, why have I got brain fog? Why don't I feel good? Why? Maybe it's something to do with 5G. The reports that I'm getting from the two global meetings that I moderate each week is that 5G is definitely having an impact on a lot of people's health. Just like coffee is having a big impact on my health. Woohoo! Positive, I say. My spiritual tip is to meditate on your strong identity, particularly on your spiritual values, on your spiritual principles, on your spiritual disciplines. Meditation is a spiritual discipline, but as you meditate on the spiritual elements of your identity, you'll get new insights that you will add to your strong identity. My quote for you is from Seneca, a Greek philosopher. I judge you unfortunate because you have never lived through misfortune. You have passed through life without an opponent. No one can ever know what you are capable of, not even you. Powerful idea. Don't avoid misfortune. Don't avoid difficulty, because that's how you find out who you are. And as you're doing your strong identity statement, your difficulties also reveal to you who you are. Understand that difficulties are what make you, what develop you. If you have no difficulties, you would be a total wimp. And my joke, see, this question of your strong identity, a spot of humor, is from the famous American comedian Jack Benny on one of his radio shows. And Jack Benny was notoriously the cheapest man in the world, or at least that's the image he built up for himself. And he was on the street and he was stopped by a thief who said, "Your money or your life." And on the radio show there followed a lengthening silence, and in due course the audience, catching on, began to laugh louder and louder and louder. Finally, just in case there are a few people who didn't get the point, the thief said, "Come on, your money or your life." To which Jack Benny replied querulously, I'm thinking. Your money or your life. Is your money more valuable than your life? There you are. There's a thought for you. Jack Benny, what a famous comedian. I hope you spend some time listening to comedy during the week rather than living this life in a constant state of seriousness. Don't be so serious. And now let's get to a review of the week. Last weekend, I drove to Sydney from Melbourne. 930 Ks up, 930 Ks down. I went for a two-day hemp expo in Sydney. It was wonderful. One of the key insights was meeting with the leaders of the Legalized Cannabis Party. And one of the benefits of outrageous government reactions to certain health issues over the last 2 years is that more people are waking up and not believing what government says about anything to do with health, including the dangers, the alleged dangers of cannabis, of anything. You cannot rely on government and government health authorities to tell you the truth. I met some wonderful people and met some farmers who want to get into hemp, so please explore how wonderful hemp can be for the future of our planet. It's interesting, in the Daily Press, a number of premiers of states in Australia and around the world who are now ducking for cover on the government responses to a bug. They're saying, you know, they're not using the words anymore. Just observe that. I also observe lots of suddenitis surrounding us, suddenitis. Young people suddenly dying, athletes suddenly dying. Justin Bieber suddenly having paralyzed face. I wonder where that could be coming from. Do you have any wondering about that? And then, just mark my words, there's going to be a significant increase in cancer. The numbers are out. In Australia, there are significant mortality increases. I wonder if that's to do with stuff being jabbed into people. Wake up, people. There's a string of court cases happening around the country, people fighting for their rights, people who have lost their jobs because they refuse to inject poison into their bodies. Those cases, some of them are winning. When they're lost, they become useful guides to how not to lose next time. but there's many of them happening. And trust me, the evidence on which government has acted is proving to be paltry indeed. That's paltry, not poultry as in chicken. You should also observe the health system collapses, the number of staff. I know many staff who have left the health system because of mandates being imposed on them, because these people are awake. They're not putting these poisons into their body, but that's having a big roll-on effect. And then governments are saying, we'll spend more money on hospitals. Well, what's the point of having a hospital if you don't have people who are going to be providing the services? And lastly, Julie and I have enjoyed our week. Exercise has gone on. And in the midst of all of these battles forming part of World War III, I'm enjoying life. Julie's enjoying life. My kids are enjoying life. So there's lots to be grateful for. There's lots to fight for. Fighting for freedom is a wonderful thing to do. So think about how today's big idea can make a substantial difference to your life. A life that I believe is meant to be all that you are capable of making of it. My aim for this show is to provoke you, to inspire you, to educate you, to motivate you to become all that you're capable of becoming. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast, to this YouTube channel. I invite you to share it amongst your friends, colleagues, if you think it's of value. Sign up for Passion Points to Ponder on covest.com, our corporate website, and charlescovest.com. And you can discover more about the self-awareness and passion quest at charlescovest.com. You can access both my books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, at both of those websites. If you're new to the show, stick around to understand and hear about the foundational principles of this show and also some more background about me. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us. And until our next show next week, may your week be full of your health-giving passion, of learning, of fun, of a sense of fulfillment, of a willingness to embrace challenge and an ever-increasing level of your self-awareness. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number four, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number five, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covess.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.